Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics at Eastern Mennonite University, and I want to welcome you to this week's broadcast. I'm joined once again by our sports information, James DeBoer, and we are just about ready to embark on the ODAC Conference Tournament. Opens up this weekend. The championships in cross country actually will be run tomorrow. On Saturday, at we're hosting that, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Quarterfinal rounds start for men's and women's soccer and field hockey as well. And volleyball, I think, waits till next week to start their playoffs. Some of our teams are involved, as we mentioned last week. Women's soccer did not make the tournament. Women's volleyball did not qualify for the tournament. And unfortunately, this last week with a final season loss to Shenandoah, the field hockey team was also eliminated. And James will talk about that in just a little bit. Our men's soccer team does go on and they open up quarterfinals, and we're hosting the cross-country championships. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. So, James, why don't you give us a rundown of this past week? And again, we knew going in a couple teams weren't going to make it, but men's soccer squeaks in a sense, although – as you indicated last week, that final game could have been meant ending up eighth or fourth. So it was a strange year in men's soccer. Give us a little update of what's been happening and where we stand at this point.
Yeah, the men's soccer, just in general, is just the ODAC strength is so good, but it's so balanced as well. And yeah, we said that they could have ended up fourth and hosted a game, or they could have missed altogether. And we ended up losing to Washington and Lee in our final game on Tuesday. The Generals came in the second place team in the conference, so very good team. And Roger Mass said after the game, he just thought the guys just came out a little, in his words, we respected them too much and kind of played back on their heels and gave up two first half goals. They played with them in the second half and looked pretty good in the second half. So it's just interesting how a team can, I guess, just be so even for at least 45 minutes. And it'll be fun. We get into the ODAC tournament. Part of anyone could say, hey, you're only in as the eighth seed, and we only got in because of a head-to-head tiebreaker with a team that we finished tied with. We beat Hampton Sydney, so they lost out on making the tournament. We get in as the eighth seed. But especially in men's soccer, absolutely anything could happen. Last year, Roanoke was a top seed last year as well, and I'm trying to remember if they lost in the quarterfinals or the semifinals. I know they definitely lost. Mm-hmm. I think it was in the quarterfinals last year. And so these top seeds could lose anywhere. We were the second seed last year and we lost in the semifinals. And that was last year. And I think this year is even more balanced. Looking at the regular season matchup, we hosted Roanoke and we scored a goal early against them this year and ended up losing 2-1. So we can play with them. We just have to get the confidence and the legs back under us and hopefully get a score early, but should be a really good one. We're playing Saturday afternoon, 1:00. Pretty sure there's live stats and live video available for the contest. There probably will be for all of the men's soccer tournament games, the live video feeds for all of them.
Yeah. That's a nice venue down there, Roanoke. And just mention here while we're talking about Roanoke, my good friend and Roger's good friend, Scotty Allison, who has been a longtime head coach down there and also the athletic director, announced his resignation at the end of this season. And I just want to give kudos out to Scotty and the job he's done at Roanoke and the friendship we've developed over the years, and certainly wish him the best as I sent him an email congrats on a great run as a coach, and I welcomed him full time to the world of athletic administration, where the fun never stops.
Yeah,
or never starts either. Well, he can take his pick on that one. But congratulations, Scotty, on a great run, and we're looking forward to continuing the relationship with Roanoke. And as Roger has said, he really hates to be the one to put the spoils on Scotty's last game.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, I think Lynchburg was one who was picked really near the top, and they really started off really poorly and 0-4 or something like that, and non-conference stuff, and all of a sudden they're coming on. Yeah. So it really is from top to bottom anybody's contest in there, and I think we are going to see some upsets. Would not surprise me at all. And of course, I'm not sure what you'd qualify an upset when everybody's that even along the way there. Field hockey lost out in the last game.
Yeah, field hockey, we had a very similar feel to for them. They going into the last day for them, they could have ended up hosting a game in the quarterfinals, or they could have ended up missing the tournament altogether. And unfortunately, we missed the tournament altogether. But what an incredible finish. I was trying to watch the live stats of that when it was during our women's soccer game here, so a little distracted. But it was scoreless until midway through the second half. We took a 1-0 lead. Shenandoah scored twice. It was 1-0 heading into the final like 8 minutes of the game. Shenandoah scores twice in the span of a minute and a half to go ahead. We scored with about 3 minutes left to tie it, and then a minute later, Shenandoah scores again to go back ahead. And we did have a penalty corner in the last minute and got a shot, but it went wide. So just a crazy finish to that game, but unfortunately our women will miss out. They finished tied for sixth place with Roanoke. We got a theme with Roanoke today, right. I guess. And they had lost to the Maroons during the regular season, and so since it was just the two of them tied, we finished in seventh place, and they get six and make the tournament, and we're sitting on the outside. Tough break. It took me a bit to figure this one out, but this is the first time that our women have not just missed the tournament since. This is the first time they've missed the tournament. The ODAC field hockey tournament started in 1982, and we've made it every single year until this year. So that was 30 years in a row, and it's a tough way for the women to lose out. And it's sad enough to miss, and then they had to lose a game like that. Just a wild finish, and what a tough break for them. And there you go. They're heading into the off season.
So. Yeah, no, it's certainly one of the realities that comes perhaps a little bit starker here at the collegiate level than does in the high school level, and particularly certainly with seniors. But it is a tough way to go out, and you're always looking for that postseason and always a possibility because anything can happen when you get hot in there. So, yeah, that is, and certainly also – just the psychology and emotionalism of those things are not easy to deal with. Bridgewater beat us for the first time in 30 years also. And I don't like to talk about the negative things, but those are the realities of sports. And you can make it comparable to any other, whether you want to talk about the Yankees or whatever you want. I'm not sure that people quite understand how, okay, it's a stat and nobody will remember it quite after. But there's something about those kinds that you've mentioned, not making the tournament or losing to a certain team for the first time. It's, you know, they think they've won the Super Bowl when they do that kind of thing. And that really does play on the psyche of coaches and players. And it's tough to mention to them. And I bring it up partially because certainly some people have commented to me about where we go with the women's soccer program. They remain undefeated in conference play.
Winless.
Yes. Excuse me. Winless in conference play and three wins on the season early on. But not only that, but the scores towards the end against any of the top three or four teams in the conference were they were scoring 9, 10, 11 goals on us. We were able to get two or three shots off at a game. And some people would say, good grief, where in the world do you go from here? It's one thing to be competitive. It's another thing to get beat that way. And how do you deal with that? Because that's clearly, and I said to the girls yesterday when I met with them, I'm sure none of you have experienced this before in your life. How do you rebound from this? How do you start to grow? Interestingly enough, and this certainly I wanted to be clear, we are always going to be striving to get the best team on the field that we can, and we're going to try to win. So this is not making any accommodations or excuses at all. But I was really sort of impressed with the positive spirit that this team has kept in the midst of what some people would say is public embarrassment when you lose by that kind of a score, whether you see the game or read it in the paper. And they have been extremely positive about it. Early indications are that their evaluation of their own experience for the season and their relationship to each other and the relationship to the coach has been very positive. And that's really kind of unheard of in the world of sport when you are losing that way. I hope that it demonstrates the eternal optimism and hope that there can be in athletics. And yet there is also the reality. I asked the girls yesterday, what were some of the things that they noticed that be the biggest difference between high school and college? And they talked about the intensity, speed, and strength of the game, particularly among the upperclassmen, and the way they could finish. And so it wasn't just enough to do that. So they were impressed with that. The question is, where do they go from here? I think certainly you can talk about the injuries that were there. I think recruiting is one of the biggest parts of it. And I think I've mentioned on here before that Coach Call was unable to land some of her top recruits that were here. And then the top ones that she did get got injured right away. So I just simply want to make sure people understand that while no one's happy about that kind of performance, no one is satisfied that that's where they're at. But in spite of all of that, there is a really positive spirit among the girls, among the women on the team, and looking forward to next year. Certainly they have to be asking their questions, can I get to that level? Can I push myself to that level? I think they're certainly going to rely upon more recruits coming in, and we had a great recruit weekend in there. So we've said it before, it's not always about the score, mm-hmm. but I wanted to make sure people understood that even in the midst of this, what some people would call an embarrassment or whatever you want to say to the players, they are really remaining positive and they see the greater value of it. So
and I think that's really exciting because you've got this different dynamic of we are a Division III sport. We're not Major League Baseball or you know the National Football League where our main goal is entertainment and making money for somebody. Our main goal, we're very happy to win and we strive to win, but the main goal is to build these student athletes for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, we had a tough season this year in a couple of our sports. And you look at it, and however old you are, Dave, I'm 37.
Thank you.
You've had times in your life where things have not gone well. I've had seasons in my life where things have not gone well. And seasons may be a different, you know, period of time now than what it was in the sport. But just in real life, you've got to be able to deal with how do you get through this, how do you respond to it?
Well,
do you work harder? Or what's your attitude? Same thing goes here, and that's what we're teaching these kids.
You're absolutely right. The value of it is being able to learn from each experience. Mm-hmm. It's what I told the parents today. We have a campus visit weekend, and some parents stopped in, and I said, "Here's our goal. I am more concerned as an athletic director about how athletics helps to shape your daughter when she's 35 or 45. And so if you look at it in the same way that we've talked about all the lessons you can learn from winning and having the ball at the end of the game and all that kind of stuff, there's going to be times in your life when you really have the deck stacked against you. Mm-hmm. We look at it here in Division III at Eastern Mountain University. Many times our coaches feel like we're really at a disadvantage in terms of recruiting some of the kids that we'd like to recruit. Well, these soccer players know going in they're at a distinct disadvantage. They're all young. They're not as talented. They have more injuries, so there are not as many of them. Mm-hmm. You look at the uphill climb they have, and to remain positive in the sight of that is one of the valuable lessons, I think. Now, I don't want to stay there, and I don't think the girls will stay there.
Right.
But if we can recognize that there's just as much valuable learning, and the comparative nature is the fact that sometime you're going to be, as you mentioned, James, in your life, you're going to be up against some really uneven odds. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how do you respond to the uneven odds? We could have folded. They could have folded. They fought to the end every game. They stayed positive every game, regardless of the odds against them. So going into that, again, there's the valuable lesson. It's not means we're going to stay there, mm-hmm. but we have to take what we were given and learn from it. So the field hockey team is going to have to take what was given to them, first time out, first law, all that kind of stuff. The women's soccer team is going to have to take the odds stacked against them every time they go on the field. We're going to have to take that and figure out what to do about it. And I trust and I can pretty well guarantee that when they're faced with a similar situation 10 or 15 years from now, they're going to be able to look back and say, hey, here it was. Mm-hmm. So that's the behind the scenes look at how we might respond to some of the situations we're facing. Cross country, we're very pleased to be able to host this. It's over at Peakview Elementary School. The men's race begins at
11
and the women's race at 12. If you're in the area, please come on out there. It's a great venue to be able to watch, to be able to be a part of the special. We're going to have a special feature with Special Olympians who are going to carry the torch to start the race, signifying our relationship with Special Olympics out of Division III mode. Jason Lukowitz, our head coach, has done just a phenomenal job in organizing and running it in only a second year here. The women's team, we're hopeful for a top 1-2-3 finish, I would believe, mm-hmm. at least according to the paper. The article came out featuring this team that last year barely had enough to score. And this year, what's the ranking in the region right now, James?
They're fifth in the region right now.
Okay. So if you're in the area, and make sure you check on the webpage for those results. We're getting into the big into the tournament time. So check out for the men's game on Saturday. Check out for the results of cross country. They will be going to the regional meet, which is down in Atlanta after this. So they still have a little bit ahead of them. They're working hard. It's going to be a good race. So thanks for joining us this week on the podcast Inside Athletics. It's an opportunity for us to give you a little bit of what's going on behind the scenes. And I hope that you are anticipating the playoffs scenarios that are going on here in the ODAC, as well as looking forward to the upcoming basketball season, which tips off November 16. Until we join you again next week, I invite you to make it a great week.